Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. We say congratulations to the Sherrard Boys Cross Country team. They had a great Saturday this past weekend at the Oregon 1A Cross Country Sectional, good enough to qualify as a team for state down at Detweiler Park this coming weekend. Ryan Buchanan, congratulations. A good day for the Tigers on Saturday.
Well, thank you. It was just a great day, and I know it was memorable for the kids, and we hope to keep rolling on our way down to Peoria this weekend.
Well, you finished fifth as a team. I guess you look at the seven kids that ran on Saturday. I know Jacob Bella had the top time, 17:23, putting together a great year, a sixth-place finish. And then you get a top 20 finish in Dayton Hauger, 18:14. I mean, when you go top to bottom from the roster on Saturday, were there some other performances that really stood out for you?
Overall, Mikey's really been a huge driving force for us as our third runner most of the season. And, I mean, he's been just great for us. I mean, I know we had the front runner in Belhoff for a while, but him and Noah, just really their resurgence this year just really made us so much stronger throughout the year. And then, I mean, even our 5, 6, 7, I mean, I talk about Hayden, I talk about Ryder, I talk about Dylan, all three of those guys would come up in different spots for us. So, I know Hayden 2 weeks ago down at Peoria was huge for us. And then the next week after that, it was Ryder, who was our fifth runner, getting us through regionals. And then this weekend, it was Dylan stepping into that role. So it's just nice to know that one person's going to step up and have huge days for us. And you never know who it's going to be. And we can really count on those seven guys to potentially be our scorers for us.
Well, and as that day progressed on Saturday up in Oregon, I mean, did you have an idea? I know you wait until the final points and the final places are tallied, but, you know, did you feel pretty good when that final Sherrard runner crossed the finish line and you thought, I think we may have a chance to get out of here as a team?
Yeah, I mean, I know my assistant coach, Joe Lopez, came over, and we were just excited. We thought we knew it, and we thought we were through just based on placing. We both kind of had a number in our head what we thought would get us through, and I know Coach Lopez actually estimated he thought we scored 170, and if you look at the team score, it ended up 169. So he was pretty dead on at calling it, and, I mean, even just watching it, we knew it was going to be close. We knew we were going to be right on the bubble, and like we knew the Harvest Christian team was very strong. We knew Rock Falls and the other teams ahead of us were very strong, and we knew Amboy was going to give us a good fight as well. But we were very fortunate to come out on top as well.
And as you sized up the season coming in, I mean, did you think this was something that this squad was capable of? You know, as you look back to mid-August when you first assembled the team and got out there and ran for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I knew they were experienced. Like I said, I know they're all fresh. Last year they were all freshmen and sophomores, and I think we kind of had some growing pains last year just kind of figuring things out. But it's nice when you have a group that can build into something like it did this year. And I know throughout the season when we just missed the conference championship by 2 points, and we just missed the regional championship by, I think, 5 points last week. I know we had set some goals to be conference champ, regional champ, and it would have been really disappointing to miss on this third one. So I guess third time's a charm. Feels good that we were able to get down to Peoria and move on to the next stage.
And I guess the other neat story here is, you know, you're all underclassmen. You have nothing but, three juniors and four sophomores in your top seven runners. So you're well positioned to, you know, put together another pretty quality couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what can happen. I mean, you don't know who's going to come in, who's going to come out or whatever. Injuries are always a big part. They can really hurt you there, but yeah, it's something we hope to continue to build on, and we're really looking forward to showing it off at the state meet or on the state level this weekend.
Well, we're talking to you on Monday. So kind of how does the week set up for you as you get prepared for the state cross-country race, which is Saturday at Detweiler Park down in Peoria? So what goes on this week for the Tigers?
Really, it's just another work week. It's kind of been our slogan since probably half the season, where we've said just another day of work. And actually the kids now are bringing lunch pails as if it's time to go check in and go to work every day. And it's been cool. It'll just be another week of business. We try not to change too much from our regional week into our sectional week into this week because, what's been working has been working. So we're going to try to keep it pretty similar to what we've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I guess how does the Oregon course that you ran at the sectional, now how does that relate or transition to the setup at Detweiler Park? Now, I know a lot of teams run at that Patriot invite, but I don't think Sherrard does late in the season. So what is the transition going from Oregon, that course up there, down to Detweiler Park at Peoria? What's that like for you?
They're pretty different courses. Obviously, Detweiler is a very fast course. The nice thing with Oregon is it's all left turns, and so is the state meet, basically. It's a lot of left turns and then a couple areas where you go right, but it's pretty similar. Like I said, I think Peoria is just a little bit faster, and we actually did run at Detweiler a few weeks ago. We did go to the Patriot invite, so I believe we were 15th there earlier this year. So it's nice to have seen the course, and there's a reason we go down to it, is to prepare them for the big meet, the big race, so that it's not something they're trying to learn from. They've already raced on it, and now they can hopefully bring a goal to improve on that.
They call it the big race, and the Tigers get to the big race in 2019, running at the state cross-country meet as a team, as Sherrard finished fifth at the Oregon sectional last week. Coach Buchanan, nice going, and good luck to the running Tigers this Saturday.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Ryan Buchanan, head cross-country coach at Sherrard, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.